Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Leonard, obviously, coming off a tough loss like that, do you aside from the injury factor, do you think it helps to have the short break and also to have an opponent like the one you're facing on national television, big divisional game? Does it make it easier to kind of bounce back quickly?
Mentally, I think it makes it easier because we have no choice but to just quickly move on to the next opponent. And regardless, win or lose, every week we talk about, you know, flushing the last game and moving on to the next one. I think physically is where we have to be pros and take care of our body and focus in more mentally than physically this week.
What do you think when you, obviously you were busy not watching the Cowboys game yesterday, but when you see that score, you know, against a good team like that, what is your first thought?
I definitely respect the team we're about to play. I respect every team we're going to play in this league, to be honest. Any given Sunday, if you sleep on any opponent, they have a chance to beat you. And I think that's the reason why we focus so much on the process, and the process will lead us to the results we want. And last week we didn't get the results we wanted, but you know, we have a short week to fix it and clean it up and go into the game prepared.
Paul Schwartz.
Hey, Leonard. You guys always talk about when someone gets hurt, the next guy man up, next guy's got to come in. You know, you kind of don't waver with that. But all the rash of injuries, certainly yesterday, and that have been going on, at some point, does next man up become almost the challenge in itself because the depth gets so depleted with all these injuries?
I mean, it's definitely a challenge. And having injuries is tough on any team. When you're losing starters to injury, that's going to be tough on any team. But you know, we have confidence in the guys who are going to step up in those positions, and we're going to do our best to let them know that we're confident in them so that they're confident on game day.
I mean, you see what's going on in the defensive backfield, right? I mean, it's backups are going in for backups, so we're going in for backups. I mean, how tough of a situation is it back there?
Like I said, it's tough on any team to deal with injuries. You know, nobody is preparing for injuries, but it's obviously a part of the game. We know that in a way, even though we don't, you know, prepare to get injured or anything like that, we always, like, every team has to have that next man up mentality because it is a part of the game and it happens. And like I said, we're just going to have to do our best to let the man next up know that we're confident in them.
Thank you.
Sir.
Art Stapleton.
Hey, Leo, you talked about the process leading to the results you want, but on a short week like this, as we know what the coaches are going to do to try to get you guys prepared, as players, do you guys alter the process and kind of get together, whether it's putting in a little extra time in the film room because you're not out on the field? How do you guys adjust to that to make sure you're ready and you stick to the process that you've used to find success this year?
Yeah, I think that's the most important part, is just sticking to the process. We can't let one loss turn into multiple and get away from the process because of one loss. And this is a type of week where we have to put in more mentally, knowing that the coaches are going to take care of our body physically on the field to get ready for a short week on Thursday. This is the type of week where we have to be even more of a pro and put in the extra time. Like, I'm basically going to treat today like a double day mentally. I'm going to go home and take a nap And when I wake up, I'm going to treat it like a new day and watch film and, you know, kind of just, like, restudy my opponent, like, on the back end of today.
Would you normally do that on a Monday, Tuesday, a Tuesday, Wednesday? What part of that week is that for you to do that double day?
So I would basically, after I wake up from my nap, treat that like a Tuesday. You know, Tuesday would be the day where I open up my iPad and first start, you know, dialing in on my opponent on that Tuesday off day. After we watch our opponent on Monday and flush that away, Tuesday would be the start of my week and when I dial in on the next opponent. And that's pretty much what I'm going to do when after I wake up from my nap today.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Tom Canavan.
Hey, Leo, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Most of the time when you play a team a second time in a year, you're pretty prepared for them. As a defense, did they change now that Rush is out and Dak is back?
I mean, that's what I still have to watch film on to make sure how much has changed. I'm sure there's been slight differences, and I think an important game to watch is the game against us, to be honest. Wherever they found success against us last game is something that they're probably going to try to come back to next game and this week, I mean. And, you know, that's something that I'm going to try to study and prepare for and watch a lot of, you know, what happened to us last game.
And the other question I have is, it seems in the losses you're not getting turnovers. Is that, how key is that to winning?
Oh, that's major. I mean, we talk about turnover battle a lot in this league, and you know, if one team is getting a lot more takeaways than the other team, that's gonna be a huge impact on the game, and that's something that we're putting an emphasis on. We try to put an emphasis on every week as a defense, and you know, we talk about like not being satisfied with just getting a tackle or just getting a sack, but trying to get the ball off of them in the process, and you know, it's a huge game changer, momentum shift. Field position, it changes a lot in the game when turnovers happen.
Thank you. Yeah. We'll take one more from Paul Schwartz.
Hey, Leonard, one more from me. What is your sense? You and Dexter have been getting good pressure in the pocket in the interior. What are your sense of what's going on the edges? Because it does not seem like that pressure is consistent from the edges at all. What can you do better maybe to help that? And what do you see going on out there?
I mean, I know, you know, it's a young room. There's been a lot of injuries going on in that room as well. We haven't had Aziz majority of the year. And, you know, I know how it was being a young player. Sometimes it takes a while to adapt and adjust to new NFL speed and schemes and all type of stuff like that. And, you know, we're still confident in those guys and confident that they're going to come along. And, you know, for the most part, I feel like we've been doing a good enough job with them, you know.
Did you sense that with Kayvon specifically? You know, because he's the one constant who's been out there after, you know, missing a couple of games that – you know, some of the things maybe that worked in college are not quite working now. You know, would you advise him on maybe changing up or doing things differently?
To be honest, maybe I could do a better job of like focusing on what is going on out on the edges. You know, I have a lot I have to learn after each game as well. And, you know, a lot of times after a game, I'm focusing on interior and what's going on in my position group. And I don't really have too much time to focus on what's happening in other positions. But as a leader, as a vet, and someone who's been through the process, I probably could do a little bit better job of seeing what's going on and trying to help Kayvon where I can. I haven't really seen anything specific, so I can't really point out anything specific. But overall, I think, you know, he's definitely a hard worker, and I'm sure whatever he's having success at is going to grow, and whatever he's struggling with is going to get better.
So maybe that you have to make it like a triple day, right? Two naps, make it like a Tuesday, Wednesday, just keep on working straight throughout, right?
That's how it is, man. It's that time of year.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.